The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now we're going to talk about the Consumer Watchdog, which is concerned about these buy now, pay later schemes that allow people essentially to buy things that they can't afford, certainly not right at that time that they're making the purchase. And this includes things like groceries and even takeaways. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission were in front of the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Finance yesterday talking about this. And Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, is here and knows all about these things and is going to tell us about them now. Charlie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Lovely to see you.
And you.
So buy now, pay later has become increasingly common and popular in recent years. But I think a lot of people will be surprised to hear that some people are using them to buy takeaways.
But you can, yeah, buy takeaway. As we headlined the story on that one, eat now, pay later, because Klarna, which is one of the big providers, they teamed up with Deliveroo. So essentially you can, if you know, obviously it needs to be a minimum sized order, but you can basically buy your takeaway on what your granny used to call the never-never, you know.
On the tick.
On the tick, pay it later, yeah.
That's grand if you can afford to pay that back before the interest starts accruing.
Yeah.
But then where you might run into trouble is if you leave that bill on the long finger.
Exactly. You know, and you forget about it or else you do this multiple times. I mean, because buy now, pay later is extremely popular. It's growing rapidly. There's been a 25% of people are using it, according to Central Bank research, up to 25%. It's particularly younger people, 25 to 44-year-olds. And I suppose the big fear is people will, you know, use this a number of times. You know, they'll use it on different sites online. It's very popular for cosmetics, for clothes, for phones, and as you say, even fast food deliveries.
And do you have to go through any credit checks to use it?
Tends to be relatively easy to use this. You know, if you're borrowing for a car, even though that's not controlled by the central bank. But I mean, if you're taking out a loan with a bank, you have to go through all sorts of rigmarole and provide access to your bank account and all sorts of stuff. But this is relatively easy to get. And most people don't even realize it's credit. They just think it's a payment plan that, you know, gives them 30 days to pay it off and so they can manage that. It's often people who are quite financially vulnerable. They maybe are living week to week on their wages and just don't have the money now. So, but they want something and they'll buy it. And that is the big problem here. Research by the central bank has found that one in four people are impulse buying. They're buying stuff that they don't actually need. They want it, but they don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to me, the great definition of marketing, and it's kind of sinister as well, it's when, you know, the company focusing on you is turning something in from a want into a need. You just want it, but you actually don't need it. So this is the problem here. You know, people see something, can't afford it. Okay, here's a simple way to pay for it. And what they don't realize is it could be administrative charges and you will hit interest if you don't pay by the designated time, maybe 30 days, you'd start being charged interest.
So in general though, Charlie, is it free as long as you don't go over that 30
yeah.
days?
That's
so it's not going to cost you anything.
It won't cost you anything. If you're very disciplined and pay down the money that you owe within the time. But the risk is that you'll forget about it. You won't do it. You won't have the money. You might have multiple of payments on these buy now, pay later different arrangements, because there's three different big providers. There's Klarna, there's Revolut Pay Later, and there is
Home.
The other one, Home, an Australian company. Yeah, so, you know, it's become extremely popular. So, I mean, the regulators are worried about it. I think there should be tighter regulations. The Finance Committee yesterday was making that point, you know, particularly Pearse Doherty of Sinn Féin was saying, look, it's just too loose, too easy to get. It's become very, very popular. And, you know, there's a real lack of education out there, a lack of awareness of what exactly these things are.
Mm-hmm. Now, for some people, it might work if there's too much month left at the end of the money and you need a few bob and you need to buy something and you pay it back and you don't accrue any interest or charges and it works for you. That's fine. It's for the people who can't make the repayments. That's where the concerns are now, right?
Yeah, and they've no experience of managing money. Maybe they're young and they're only just working recently, and maybe they're on a summer job. It's attractive, it's easy to use, it's very convenient, you know, and you don't realize it's credit. So that's a problem. But yeah, if you've suddenly found yourself stuck, you need to replace the phone was broken, and suddenly you don't have the money to buy it and you desperately need a phone. Everybody needs a phone. If you observe the rules, yeah, that's mm-hmm. a good way of doing it. You can pay it off later rather than borrowing money, you know, on a credit card. Now, these companies, to be fair, sort of make the point that I put it to them that it was irresponsible to be, you know, allowing buy now, pay later when it comes to deliveries, for example, fast food deliveries. And they said, hold on a minute here. A lot of people buy their groceries on a credit card. That's you know can take forever to pay on that. That's not at all a sensible thing to do. You know, we will offer you credit-free money up front. You know, there's no conditions. If you pay it within 30 days, it's just clear it.
Right.
You're not going to be charged anything.
They're not even an admin fee.
Well, yeah, there can be a small admin fee, but generally the way it works is it encourages more purchases on websites. So what Klarna or Homedo or Revolut.
So if I'm the retailer, I'm winning from this as well.
You're winning because they will pay the amount to you straight away. And then they you know, Klarna, Home or Revolut pay later will organise it in the background. So it's very, very attractive. It increases sales volumes.
Okay,
for them. So you can see why it works.
You could argue, like, Charlie, we've always had this with credit cards or with payday loans, you know, with all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
This kind of thing has always been around. It's just a different name.
It's a different name. Now, payday loans is interesting because that's a big thing in England. It's very controversial, but the central bank put its foot down on that one and said, we're not having payday loans here because they see it as quite sinister. Mm-hmm. But we've allowed the buy now, pay later thing to take off here in a big way. And it's minimum regulation of it, you know, and it really maybe it should be tightened up. Maybe there should be much more effort put into telling people, look, this is credit. You are taking out credit. If you don't meet these payments, there's serious implications, particularly if you build up a record of not paying off these.
Well, let me tell you what this listener says. Can we please stop trying to oppress poorer people with very few credit options? People with money have no idea what it's like to have all the traditional finance and loan facilities closed to you.
Yeah, that's a fair point, you know, and that's why it's so attractive for people who, you know, are living payday to payday, as you say, you know, there's too much month at the end of the money. But it just should be clear to people. People should not be entering into this and not being aware that it's credit, that there's implications if you don't pay it. Maybe I often think that's just not clear enough and it pops up too easily on the screen. It's much
sometimes
too attractive.
It's almost the first option that you see when you're paying for something as well. And it's just to say to people to be careful. And if you have a few of these on the go, you could quickly run into trouble where you're having to use a good chunk of your money at the end of the month to pay it back.
You're juggling then, you know, and you end up playing the one that is nearest to coming to the end of the interest-free period. So, yeah, it's about making people aware. It's not closing it off. Of course, poorer people don't have great options. And, you know, isn't life always stacked against them? But they need to be fully aware of the dangers of this.
Charlie, thank you very much. And thank you for coming as well. That is Charlie Weston from the Irish Independent. We're going to be finding out how to DIY your very own garden for the lovely weather. That's coming up.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.